Well, I think one of the big insights or realizations that I had, and like I was saying earlier, one of the reasons I wanted to do a new edition of the book, with social media and with memes in particular, I realized you don't need words for an aphorism. An aphorism can also be visual, 100% visual. And you can also, and lots of people do this, you can also combine words with an image and have a kind of hybrid. A visual textual aphorism. But for example, there's an artist in who he's French, but he lives in Italy, Clet Abraham, and he makes these stickers that he places over street signs, like just on the side of the street, that tweak the message of the street sign. So in Europe, you know, the do not enter sign is a rectangular white bar and a red circle. And he makes a stencil of these stick figures climbing into or out of the white bar and places it over the white bar. So if you're driving down the street and you look over, you see these stick figures emerging from the white bar. And do not enter, stick figures emerging from a do not enter sign. It's a really brilliant comment on immigration. Who's allowed in? Who are we letting in? Who are we keeping out? Certainly in Europe, in the US, this is a hugely divisive issue at the moment. And Clet Abraham, without using a single word, uses the image and tweaks the image to create this kind of philosophical comment on a political social issue. And so, especially with images, that's like one of the five laws that you mentioned earlier. It must have a twist. Clet is giving all these signs these twists, and that's what I think is so brilliant about them. And there's also artists like Banksy, who you just walking down the street, and then you'll see an image with a text. In Banksy's case, often, or in Clet's case, it's just an image. And you encounter aphorisms in your environment, and they make you think, oh yeah, do not enter has a lot of other meanings than just don't drive in this direction down the street. So it confronts you with these philosophical, political issues when you least expect it. And that's, I think, the part of the value of getting aphorisms out into the environment, like not just in books, but in the physical environment and in the digital environment.